were checking in with folks from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's Evan Robinson Johnson, and he's with radio station KHOL in Jackson Hole. Evan, for listeners who aren't familiar with Wyoming, can you give us a sense of the political landscape of Wyoming and then Jackson within the state's political landscape?
Wyoming went 75% for Trump in the last election, but Jackson's kind of a unique corner of the state. Some folks from the rest of Wyoming will say Jackson's not even part of the state. But politically, there's a lot of people from all over the country who call Jackson home, and they've had pretty consistent No Kings rallies throughout the past year.
What were some of the issues that people were talking about at the No Kings rally that you were at earlier today?
We're right at the base of Yellowstone National Park, and there were many people with signs asking to, you know, protect our public lands. There's this real sense that national parks and other lands that make this region so special are under threat by the current administration. And they came out in force really from all over the country. We have visitors from California to Massachusetts to New York City who came and said, you know, they were grateful to be vacationing and visiting here, and they wanted to protect this place, as well as a 90-year-old resident who said, you know, she's lived her whole life right outside Grand Teton National Park and is worried that it's now at risk.
I think that's what's so interesting about some of these, what we call gateway communities, that you do have this mix of locals, people who live and work very often and their lives are very connected to the park. But you also have this interest from folks from around the country, indeed around the world, who come, especially iconic parks like Yellowstone. In terms of the actual direct threats to the park, of course, we've seen massive defunding of the National Park Service. But, you know, were people talking about maybe other things like the impact of the climate crisis on national parks or public lands in general? Were there specific areas of concern around the national parks?
There were. I mean, part of the concern is that this administration has denied climate change. And there were these two little boys who were vacationing here, visiting their family, and they come every year to ski. And there have been noticeably warmer conditions across our region, really bad skiing across the board. And one of the boys who is just 9 years old said, you know, we need to actually acknowledge that things are getting warmer and do more about it. Another example is a guide who makes his living here, you know, taking people out on trips. And there's a concern that billionaires are buying up land, and basically there are other being private sales to corporations and to companies. And this sense that, you know, part of the West is for sale.
I know that you explained some of the political landscape. Wyoming is a very conservative state. Jackson is quite a blue dot in that red landscape. So were there any tensions with folks who didn't agree with the No Kings rallies? Because I know there were tensions at the No Kings event back in October.
Yeah, back in October, there were hecklers who drove by and actually, you know, brought the exhaust from their pickup trucks across the crowd or screamed and hollered. Today, it was nothing but support, honks of enthusiasm. And many of the people who came out, even though they were frustrated to have to keep doing No Kings rallies, they really were enthused by the fact that the community comes together around these issues and seems to demonstrate that they care.
Were there any other issues that you saw people talking about or saw on signs? I know that Wyoming is also at the center of what's happening with reproductive rights, with the governor of the state just earlier this month signing what is effectively an outright abortion ban. But that has been something that's played out in the courts. That also has something that also has significance nationally. Were folks talking about maybe some other issues?
People really came with all manner of issues. There's a big frustration with how the local sheriff's office is working with ICE and, you know, from their perspective, not protecting the immigrants who are within our communities. There was also a general sense that the administration is challenging democracy. And there were people who, you know, a variety of rights that they want to see protected. And they were frustrated by everything they've seen really over the past year. One of the individuals I spoke to was out here advocating for trans rights and hoping that, you know, transgender individuals could not be demonized in the way they've been. So it really was across the board. But when I asked them if there was something that kind of unified everyone coming out and coming together, it really was a sense that they're looking out for their neighbors.
I know at the last No Kings rally back in October, there were about 500 people that gathered in Jackson's Town Square. Did you have a sense of if that was comparable today, if it was smaller, if it was bigger? I can hear some honks there behind you.
It was certainly a little bit less than 500, but people were encouraged by the turnout during a spring break week, typically a quieter time in town in between the ski season and the summer rush. And they were enthused to still see a couple hundred coating the square. This is Town Square, where the antler arches sit at each corner, and we had a crowd that stretched all the way between them.
Well, Evan, thank you so much for joining us and telling us what's happening in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today.
No, thank you for the opportunity to share.
And that was Evan Robinson-Johnson, who's with KHOL, reporting there from the No Kings rally in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.